Hello, I'm Emily Marks.
I'm Veronica Yeager.
I'm Leanne Inzerlo.
And I'm Anand Big.
And we're reporting on genocide in the Congo.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo, formerly known as Zaire until 1997, has been plagued by sexual violence, relations to the 1994 Rwanda genocide, violence against civilians, continued fighting in the east, and the perpetration of ethnic violence. The Democratic Republic of the Congo has suffered two wars since 1996. The first war began as a direct result of the 1994 Rwanda genocide. The second began in 1998 and involved the armed forces of at least seven countries and multiple militias. According to the International Rescue Committee, since 1998, an estimated 5.4 million people have died. Most are in preventable diseases as a result of the collapse of infrastructure, lack of food insecurity, displacement, and destroyed healthcare systems. As of late, DRC held their first multi-party elections in over 40 years, and millions participated. This is significant because the nation moved from war to equal power sharing in such a short amount of time. However, the state still cannot resolve its transparency issues in terms of maintaining resources of the monetary persuasion. The country still deals with poverty, lack of development, and heightened ethnic and regional tension. This section is called What's Going On? This is where Anand facilitates questions, and Veronica, Emily, and myself answer them.
Anand, the conflict was sparked in August 1998 when Rwanda and Uganda invaded the Democratic Republic of the Congo, trying to assassinate the late President Lawrence Kabila. They backed the rebels. Afterwards, Zimbabwe, Uganda, and Angola stepped up to support Kabila's troops. Lawrence Kabila was mysteriously assassinated in January. His son and successor, Joseph, has resorted to relations with the international community and allowed UN troops in and revived the peace process.
All right, thank you. Now, Leanna, I know you were doing some research about the Congolese genocide, so how is it related to the ones in Rwanda and Sudan?
You see, I was doing some research, and I think Genocide Watch says it best when they describe the 8 stages of genocide. All of the events that happened in Rwanda in 1994 are happening right now in the DRC. The Hima and Lendu are groups that have similar antipathies that the Tutsi and Hutu had in Rwanda. The population is classified into rival groups. Their identities are symbolized through local knowledge of who belongs to which group. Each group dehumanizes the other and expresses that in the hate speech that they use and the destruction of the bodies of those slain. Both are organized into armed militias. The militias have polarized the society, driving other groups to ally with one side or the other. Genocidal massacres have prepared the way for larger killings because they have been carried out with complete impunity. Extermination of part of the other group is already underway. Those supporting the militias, including Uganda and Rwanda, deny their involvement. Eritrea, unfortunately, has become a trite in the genocidal killings occurring in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And if there is no international intervention in this region, then I personally feel that there is no hope for this region. We've already seen the effects of genocide gone rampant in places like Bosnia and the Sudan, and we should try our hardest as students and as members of the international community to create social and political change.
Okay, the last question is for you, Veronica. What are other nations doing to help?
Well, Anand, to answer your question, the international community really hasn't done much of anything to help aid this crisis. According to the Save the Children Foundation, 16 million Congolese people are currently going hungry, and more than 2 million have been displaced by the war. The scale of the humanitarian crisis has only become apparent since the warring parties agreed to observe a ceasefire early this year, allowing aid workers to get to previously inaccessible parts of the country. The aid agencies say that despite the scale of the crisis, the response from the international community has been totally inadequate. Thus, begging the question, has the international community failed the people of Congo? In my opinion, they have.
This is Leanne Inzerlo signing off on behalf of Anand Big, Emily Marks, and Veronica Geyer. We hope our podcast was informative. Have a good one.